From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The head of Russia's Air Force said Thursday the military has sent anti-aircraft missiles to Syria in order to protect Russian planes that have been conducting airstrikes there since the end of September. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Department spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told reporters Wednesday less than 10% of Russian airstrikes in Syria are targeting Islamic State rebels. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance must counter a Russian buildup of military forces from the Baltic Sea to the Mediterranean. Speaking Thursday during NATO war games in Portugal, Jens Stoltenberg said the Russians have concentrated military forces in Kaliningrad, the Black Sea, and the Eastern Mediterranean.
This is a military buildup which provides the Russians with what many experts call anti-access area denial capabilities. And we have to be sure that we are able to overcome these capabilities.
Jens Stoltenberg. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he believes it is more likely than not that a bomb brought down a Russian airliner over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last week. Speaking before talks with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in London Thursday, Cameron also noted that experts are not yet certain of the cause of the crash. Tanzania's new president, John Magufuli, has been sworn in. Magufuli and Tanzania's first female vice president took their oaths of office in front of cheering crowds at Uhuru Stadium in Dar es Salaam. In a short speech, Magufuli promised to work hard to implement promises he made during his campaign. This is VOA News.